Commissioner Sid Miller joining us on the road to Austin today. How's it going, Sid?
Hey, good morning. Good to be back with you.
Been a while, man. What are you up to?
Little rain yesterday. That's a good thing.
Got a little rain yesterday, the day before, and last week. So maybe the dust and drought may be over, hopefully.
Well, hopefully those guys that dusted in their cottonseed will marshal meat and life will be good. I went to Haskell yesterday to give a eulogy for my ag teacher, and that was quite interesting. But anyway, I saw some 4-inch tall cotton already up. It looked good. All the fields looked like they'd had a nice general soaking. So life's looking up. We finally, looks like the La Nina's coming. We're going to have a wet summer. So life's good.
I hadn't even fired up the lawnmower out here yet. That's kind of weird. Almost June.
Well, I've been over mine 4 or 5 times. Not that we've been getting a lot of rain, but we've had 3 half-inch rains in the last 10 days. So that's good. That's better than what we had.
Well, we got some rain here yesterday, last night, a little shower, and we'll take it and run, right?
You bet. We needed a moisture out there. It's planting time. We got to get the seed in the ground. So a lot of those dry land boys can hopefully Marshall will have met, and they can get the cotton seed in the ground or grain sorghum, whatever they're going to plant. The wheat crop out there looked pretty pitiful. I mean, there is no wheat crop, I guess. No.
Worst wheat crop in 72 years across the country.
That's what I read that somewhere. It's not, you know, hope you don't like bread because there may be a shortage. So here we go.
Hey, you're going to Austin today. What are you going to be doing there?
Well, I've got some interviews. I've got 3 of those this afternoon. I'm talking to the Texas Association of Land Brokers this morning. I've got a Texas Nutrition Advisory Committee hearing earlier this morning. We're trying to write the new guidelines for the new food pyramid and for our cafeterias and government nutrition programs. So I'm busy today. It's a busy day. I'm working, to get these data centers shut down. We're working on that. Working on agriculture freedom zones. Try to put some guardrails around these data centers. Still trying to get the governor to suspend the gas tax. The gas still not coming down. We still need some relief. For some reason, he's very, very stubborn. He doesn't want to do that, even though he could do it with a stroke. He's actually done it before. He did back in COVID. He suspended the hotel occupancy tax, state and local. So he says he doesn't have the power, but he's done it before. So I don't know what his problem is. He's being very stubborn. People need some relief.
$53 every time you fill up the car, basically, around here.
It's worse than that for me. I'm in my 1-ton diesel. I've got a 100-gallon, tank. If it's nearly empty, that's $500 for me to fill up. But it lasts me a while. That's the good news.
Do you have financing for that now?
Well, I have to put it on a credit card, so yeah, there's financing for it.
Only 30% interest, right?
Pretty close, 27. 27.
Hey, what's the latest on that screw worm down in that direction down by the border?
Oh, it's not good, Todd. We had 11 new cases yesterday pop up, 50 miles of the border. We've got the tools to stop it, and we will not use it. It's the most frustrating thing I've ever seen. We developed a bait. The USDA deployed it. Last time we had an outbreak, took out 95% of the screw worm flies. We've got the chemicals. They're approved for use on screw worms. And the USDA will not even consider it, even though last time the test showed no environmental effect, none. Harmful effects, zero. Collateral damage, zero. Other insects bothered, zero. There's no downside to it. I think they're just going to build that $1 billion fly factory. I'm afraid if they, kill all the flies, they won't have reason to expand government, I guess. I don't know. It's very frustrating.
Yeah, that doesn't really make any sense.
None whatsoever. We've got the tools. I tell you what, Trump figures out we've had the tools to stop it and we don't, there's some heads going to roll over this one. Yep. And Brooke Robbins may be the first one to go.
Oh, yeah, we want, that I forgot about that. Man, that could be tough.
Donald Trump doesn't tolerate fools. He just doesn't.
He's already got rid of a bunch of people already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's famous for saying, you're fired.
So what's going on in Stephenville? How's the moisture down there?
Well, we've been extremely dry. We've had a lot of rains around us, you know, but we've missed it. The biggest rain we've got is 6 tenths. Other people getting 1.5 inches, 2 inches. Surrounding communities are in pretty good shape. But right here on my place, it's a little tug and go. Trying to, put out fertilizer and weed killer and grasshopper, preventative. It's expensive. It's going to cost, $50 an acre to do that. But, you pull the trigger and do it and hope it rains. And so far, we hadn't had that really good rain yet. My ponds are a little low, to be honest with you. A lot of ponds around Central Texas are full or nearly full, but mine still hadn't caught any runoff.
I'm looking out the window seeing my handheld sprayer out there. I really haven't used that much, only for some bugs around here.
Yeah, well, it's, we've had an outbreak of army worms. Caution everybody to look for that, scout your fields. And then we've got a new insect that come in from Australia. It's very, very devastating. It's called pasture mealybug. And it attacks hay fields, mainly Bermuda fields. It can almost wipe you out overnight. So you need to be out scouting those fields, especially your hay pastures for army worms. We've got an outbreak here in the spring. And this pasture mealybug, and the problem with the pasture mealybug is we don't really have any insecticide labeled to control it. So other than, soapy water, that's about all we can do for it.
Have a good holiday weekend, Sid.
Yeah, it was good. I've got 5 grandkids, 2 sons and their family. They were all over for a couple of days. We grilled outside. Kids, stayed in the pool most of the time. The weather was nice for that. So it was good. Did a little fishing, canoeing and kayaking. So they had a big time.
Hey, thanks for checking in today. Safe travels to Austin, and we'll catch up with you sometime in the month of June, because it's about here, man.
It's a blue tie that says America 250. I wear it everywhere, and I get lots of compliments on it. But it's our 250th birthday. Don't forget. Coming up. Get ready. Let's party.
All right, Sid, you're cutting out a little bit. Safe travels to Austin.
You bet, my friend. God bless.